This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, and we welcome into the studio our guy. His name's Darren Eales. He's president of R Atlanta United. Always presented to you by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. And Darren, Mike and I, you know, we're up and down with this team, right? Everybody is up and down. And boy, I tell you what, coming off of the weekend, I'm like at the stadium going, what a win. This is incredible. We just gave up a goal. The level of emotions where I was and then where I ended up at the end of the match, so frustrating, Darren. I mean, I don't even know how to describe. How did you feel?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Yeah, I think you were exactly like the players were. I thought they'd won it and didn't think about defending. Look, I mean, it was amazing atmosphere. It was great. That last 20 minutes, the way that the fans got the team back into the game, it was almost like they helped will the goals. You know, we got the penalty. Joseph put it away well. And then, you know, it was an amazing header from Joseph to do that. And I think, you know, it's frustrating because you've got 2 minutes to go. You've got to just sort of shut it down. And it's not just one person. I think, you know, the whole team just has to, at that stage, get together and say, look, come on, guys, by hook or by crook, we've got to see this 2 minutes out. But, you know, it's sport and these things happen. The one thing I would say is it was certainly a back to exciting days at the Mercedes-Benz. I mean, in terms of a game, and, you know, I love the rivalry that we've got the Red Bulls. It's something genuine. It's tangible. It's, you know, they're a bugger because they get us every time in the regular season, but, you know, we still have them in the playoffs, so we've still got that to cherish. But it was frustrating, but having said that, I think in the end, you know, draw was probably a fair result in terms of the way that the game went. I think we started well and finished well, and in the middle, Red Bulls dominated us. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, a draw was probably fair, but it didn't feel like that, obviously, with the way it went. And then, crazily, New York City go and lose at home, Philadelphia draw, and we end up actually gaining on the tables, which is the other crazy thing about the East this year is, you know, we ended up moving into third place and we're actually better off than how that weekend started. So, you know, frustrating, yes. Hopefully we're going to learn from it, and that's the important thing. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it was great to see Joseph back there. And you know, that header was just incredible. The way he gets the power on that header from the position he's in is pretty remarkable.
And certainly, you know, we know what Joseph Martinez can do. I mean, we didn't know what we were going to expect from Justin Miram, and that's been a real pleasant surprise because he's kind of in the form of a few years back with Columbus.
Yeah, it looked really dangerous. I mean, the first goal was great. Lovely ball from Pitti that slid him in, and then he still had hard work to do, but he cut inside and, you know, finished it well, and he was a danger throughout the whole game. So, you know, we're excited with Justin and, you know, what we're getting from him now. And, you know, it's another person that we can put into the mix and gives us those possibilities, which is what we want in a team.
Darren, as we talk about defensively, what's been going on with our club, and the numbers scream that we're not as good or haven't been over these last four matches, giving up 12 goals. What's been the issue in your mind? What are you seeing? And, like, for example, you know, the goal we gave up, the equalizer over the weekend, it seemed like to me, and this may or may be unfair, but guys just kind of watched as the ball got into the box. You know, it was like, go do something.
Yeah, and first thing, Carl, I mean, it's team defending. So, you know, when you look at that, I mean, it goes from, you know, giving the ball away when we didn't need to. You know, we didn't close down quick enough, and then that exposes the defense. So, you know, there's never a single person at fault for any goals, and that was really a mentality. And I think that was the frustration Frank had after the game. We all had is, you know, it's not really about individual. It was about just collectively having a will to just, by hook or by crook, make sure you didn't give that chance up. I mean, the defending one's been interesting because we thought we'd sold it, hadn't we, in the first half of the season. Right. I mean, the Chicago was a fluke game. I think, you know, it was an issue for us with Pogba on the weekend because up until he went off injured, I think we looked really comfortable. He was dominating in the air. He was, you know, looking really good. And, you know, he goes down and they're just playing long balls in. And, you know, we were less effective in the air with the substitution that we had to make because, you know, Parky isn't a presence like Pogba. He's a different type of player. So I think, you know, no Leandro. We've had a few things that have knocked us out of sync a little bit. We've got to find that quickly, though. You know, the reality is, we were doing a good job up until the break in terms of team defending. We need to find that back and hopefully continue to score the goals that at least we're creating more chances now when we look a lot more dangerous up front.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, live in studio, brought to you by Aaron's. And we talk about a guy that we always sing the praises of, Miles Robinson. He's just part of the guys that just seem to be one step behind on that final goal. Darren, we talked so much about Pity Martinez. We were just talking before you came in studio about the highlight reel. We were so juiced to see what this guy can do. I mean, are you having conversations with Frank about where do you go? Do you bench him because you've got so many other guys that can maybe create rhythm, get Barco back out there? What do you do with Pity these days?
No, I mean, look, I think the first thing is, he's not a robot, and I've said this before, and different players take different times. And I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating, obviously, for me when I'm watching games because we know what he can do. You know, you don't become South American Player of the Year. You don't become a full international for Argentina. You don't win the trophies Pity has, without having that skill and talent. But it is, it is a different league. It is a time, for you to sort of get knitted in with the group. But the reality is, he'd be the first to admit it. He's not performing to the level he knows he can. And, our job is to give him that chance to prove himself because, this is a wonderfully talented player. We saw it with the pass to Miram. And, the shame was you thought, right, let that be the launch pad now for some of the skills we can see from you. But look, the history of soccer is littered with players that have taken time to sort of settle. And, there's different reasons, different ages, but Barco's a classic example for us last year. It took him a full year to settle. So soak up my old club Spurs, bought him for 30 million from Newcastle. The fans couldn't wait to see him leave, and then he becomes Player of the Year this year in his second season. So the reality is, players will take time to adapt. We're fully behind the player. I mean, this is a talented player. He's just got to start, hopefully getting something go right. And I think back to, the free kick he took where he hit the bar from 30 yards. We saw a glimpse of it there. If we can just get that one, I'm hoping that one sort of moment of magic is going to trigger the sort of relief, because it's going to be frustrating for a player when you're not playing at the level you know you can. And I think that's where the fans can really help. And the fans have been terrific. I mean, the atmosphere at the game on the weekend, and they've been brilliant and supportive. And that's what we need, to get behind the players, because, they're all Atlanta United players, everyone from Pity Martinez down to our youngsters. They're all just as important to the team, and it's important that we give them, the best support we can to try and produce the goods.
We know it's soccer. It's Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United, with us here on Dukes and Bell, which means there are a lot of rumors out there. And in regards to Pity, Mike and I were talking about this yesterday on the show, that there are some reports out there that, Atlanta United may be interested in moving and, doing something with Pity. You're on with us. We have to ask the question. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously total rubbish, but I can sort of see why it's written. And it goes to how good a player Pity Martinez is perceived in South America, because, we're seeing him here in Atlanta, and it's a different environment, a different league. But this is a guy who, is a legend of River Plate. Like I said, is voted the top player in the whole of South America. So it's the sort of nonsense that you get written when people are trying to speculate, because they will be saying, how on earth is it that, he's not doing as well as he did at River? So, it's just his paper talk. It's the silly season at this time. This is a player that, we've invested in. He's a great player. We know he's going to come good. It's just, and he's done some great moments. It's just he's got to be more consistent. And, he's got to realize that we're in a league that is different from Argentina, and you've got to adapt to that.
And that was my follow-up question, because you said, Barco's 18, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Here's a 25-year-old. You call him a veteran. So it's a different set of, expectations. Is it, to your point, the physicality? He didn't realize that this is like the Mexican league, that they really do, the refs allow the star players to get pushed around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of that. I mean, I think, look, he is a different type of player that needs players around him on his wavelength. And I think, it's interesting he had it when he went from Huracan to River Plate, where for the first season the fans were, pretty negative towards Pity at River, which is unbelievable because he's one of their biggest heroes of all time now. But again, his style of play is bringing others into play as well. So there's a level of other players understanding him. So it goes both ways. And I think that's why it's not, we spoke about someone like a Miggy. Miggy is a individual piece that you could place in any team in the world. And his style is very individualistic.
He's so fast.
Yeah, and it's not about linking up. It's not about, people making the right run, knowing what you can do when you play a ball. So I think there's still an element of it going both ways where, our players are still getting used to Pity and the type of passes he can do and being on his wavelength. But, we want it to happen quicker, obviously. We're all impatient.
Well, we had to ask because a lot of guys are hitting us up saying, Dukes and Bell, I know you guys are going to talk to Darren. Is there anything to this? And, we're trying to get the information out there. It's Dukes and Bell, Darren Eales joining us for the Darren Eales Report, guys, brought to you by Aaron's each and every week. We have U.S. Open Cup, and it's going to happen here tomorrow, actually, at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. All right, so we've been saying this. simultaneously, while the MLS season's going on, we still want to attempt to try to win this trophy as well, and we've got a chance to do it.
Yeah, look, we're in the last eight, so quarterfinals. We're home at KSU, so we've got that game tomorrow night. I think there's a few more tickets available, so it's going to be great because we have a different atmosphere there. It's much more intimate, and you know, we've been unbeaten in all the matches we've played there, so it's been a good venue for us. But look, it's great, Carl. We win that game, we're in the last four, and they'll do the draw if we do get through on Thursday. So, you know, who knows? We might get a home draw for the semis, and potentially if we got through that to the final. So, you know, for us, it's great.
Does attendance have anything to do with the draw, by the way? No?
No, it's a blind draw, you know. Okay. So, unfortunately, we can't. Should go to the team with the highest attendance, yeah.
Right.
But the reality is, you know, we're only three wins away from a trophy, and it's a trophy that gets us qualified for Champions League. So all of those things that we want as a club is there to be had. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what team Frank puts out, but you know, we want to take it seriously, so I'd imagine it's going to be a strong team.
Didn't get a chance to talk to you last week. Who's this guy we picked up from Bournemouth? Hyman? What's the story?
Yeah, Emerson Hyman. So yeah, excited about him, and he's eligible if selected to play tomorrow. You know, great for us in terms of a pickup because, you know, this is a guy that went over when he was quite young to England, very successful at Fulham in the Championship, went on a move to Bournemouth who are in the Premier League, didn't quite sort of kick off for him there, but this is still a guy that's got great talent, only 23 years old, and someone we think really fits in the squad that we've got. So we're excited. We were really pleased to get him on board. Dallas had his rights, so we had to do a trade to get the rights, but you know, he's someone that we're excited about, and again, you know, it's great because he's eligible to play tomorrow. He's an American, so we don't use up one of our foreign spots. So, yeah, no, he's a great lad, and I'm excited to see him play if he gets selected tomorrow.
Now, let's talk about you serving the folks over at Atlanta United. Can you give the history of the bet? Because, well, Mike Conte and I were talking about it with Mike, and he was kind of laying it out there, and then I got a chance to see some of that. Give the history and what happened.
Yeah, it's Matt Moore. That's my fault for having a bet with our head of digital, Matt Moore, who, you know, so it was England and America in the semifinals of Women's World Cup, and if England were to win, then they were going to have to bow down to me because it was Independence Day, kiss my ring and sort of just, you know, pledge allegiance to to the great country that is England.
Bend the knee!
And unfortunately, if I lost, which obviously happened, I had to serve tea and scones to all the staff wearing my barrister wig and gown that I used to wear in my previous profession. And right. I lost. I tell you what, the hardest thing was trying to find the wig because I've had it sort of buried away. I didn't throw it away because it cost me a heck of a lot of money. But yeah, so I had to don the wig and gown and serve tea and scones to everyone. It was very humiliating, especially after Alex Morgan's celebration, which she obviously knew about the bet because she did the old tea pinky when she celebrated. So
yeah, it's funny because for those, we were talking with Darren off the air, they have to wear that costume, if you will, in English courts. That still goes on today, right?
That's 7 years of my life, I was dressing up in fancy dress every day. It's crazy, isn't it?
We said like John Cleese in A Fish Called Wanda yesterday. That's the robe. Is it a powdered wig?
It's not a powdered wig, but it's funny. I mean, talk about the price. That cost me more because you can get it aged. So when I bought it, they actually make it look older because when you go to court, you don't want your client to say, oh, you're a youngster who's just started.
Right.
So you buy your wigs to make them look old so you look like an experienced barrister.
A salt and pepper.
Exactly, yeah. So mine's an aged wig.
That's great. Now, that's something I had no idea about. Man. That's awesome. Darren Eales in studio with us, guys. Looking ahead, MLS schedule. U.S. Cup tomorrow, U.S. Open Cup. But we've got more matches, obviously, and we head to Seattle. Now, who's got a red card? Who's not going to be available?
Jeff Laurentiis. So we're having experiences of things happening after the final whistle. So we obviously had the penalty that got called back.
Well, they were, you know, the Red Bulls are chippy. For those who don't remember, he basically did a two-arm. We loved it. United fans loved to see it, but I was waiting to see the ref. Luckily, the ref didn't see it. We didn't get him off the field at that point.
No, but I've never seen anything like it, though. But the ref then came into the dressing room 10 minutes after to actually give Jeff the red card.
Really?
In person,
yeah. So he's so in his underpants and he's flashing a red card?
It's bizarre, yeah. It's sort of like serving a writ. It doesn't happen unless you actually sort of are in the presence.
Were guys like, are you serious right
now?
Yeah,
no, it was... I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So it's another one to chalk down to, new things with VAR.
That's crazy. Wow. Darren, thank you so much for stopping by as always. We appreciate the time that you give us each and every week. It's brought to you by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances.
All right, so go give Pity a hug. Let's get his head right. Let's get him. I think if he starts scoring, man, people get off his back. Okay, we'll get off his back.
Yeah, we'll get a free kick. It's coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.